Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A man accused of driving more than 70 miles per hour over the speed limit while intoxicated in a deadly crash will remain behind bars without bond. Court records in Jackson County show Tristan McCarver had a blood alcohol level of 0.143 at the time of the crash. Investigators say he was traveling more than 90 miles per hour just seconds before losing control of his vehicle, that crash killing his passenger. Authorities also reported finding open alcoholic beverages and marijuana inside the car. Records indicate McCarver had been released on bond just 25 days before the crash. A new court date has not yet been set. Three victim advocates from the Lookout Mountain Judicial Circuit District Attorney's Office recently attended the 2026 Victim Witness Assistance Program Conference hosted by the Prosecuting Attorneys Council of Georgia. Advocates Brittany Bruce, Donna Howell, and Jordan Thomason participated in training focused on the best practices for serving victims navigating the criminal justice system. Acting District Attorney Deanna Reisman said that continued professional development ensures victims receive guidance and support during some of the most difficult moments of their lives. North Sand Mountain School is applying for the 21st Century Community Learning Center's after-school grant that would fully fund the school's after-school program for the next 4 years at no cost to families. School officials say community support is critical to the application process and are encouraging families and residents to complete a brief survey to help secure the funding. Georgia State Representative Mike Cameron of Rossville has been named Vice Chairman of the House Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Subcommittee. Cameron represents District 1, which includes Dade County and part of Walker County, and says he looks forward to addressing issues affecting one of Georgia's leading economic sectors. It was a big night for Dade County basketball as both the Lady Wolverines and Wolverines advanced in the region tournament. The Lady Wolverines beat Gordon Lee 48-24, while the Wolverines rolled past Coosa 69-50. Tournament coverage continues on Thursday on Classic Hits KWIN. The Lady Wolverines face Christian Heritage at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon, and the Wolverines take on Fannin County in the nightcap at 7:35 tomorrow evening. You can catch every game right here on your home for Dade County High School Sports. And congratulations go out to the Lady Bison and the Bison from North Sand Mountain High School. Both teams advanced in playoff action last night at Jacksonville State. They'll be playing for regional championships. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day right here on your home of the Braves, Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, 1420 AM, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.